It's time for the part of the program where I talk about internet headlines. As you're cranking the new Metallica music, you might have noticed some internet news or some great house pet videos like a cat hiding inside of a jacket. Inflation in Pakistan has hit a 50-year high. Hong Kong police caught the suspect in the murder of Abby Choi. A lithium mine, not in Chile or Iran, but a lithium mine in Yichun closed for an investigative probe. Gosh, it makes me think of the coal mine collapse in AXLA League. There are some power outages in Argentina and South Africa. Tesla Investor Day had some Optimus robots that kind of look like humans in their prime. Justin Trudeau apparently received over $140,000 Canadian dollars from Bin Zhang, probably pocket change to the man giving hundreds of millions of Canadian dollars, nay, tribute taxation to our new apparent Ukrainian leader overlord Zelensky. Leia Tompkins, RCMP, yada yada yada, lots of people around the world are protesting their governments giving money to Ukraine. Yikes. The UK had considered mandating killing all pet cats to stop COVID. And there also appears to be rationing on certain types of fruits and vegetables in the UK. A certain type of flu sickness, a bird flu, killed a girl in South America who suffered horrendous standard of living conditions. Maybe a quantum leap in the living conditions in North America will occur, as Donald Trump suggests. There's a large snowstorm on the east coast, northeast coast of North America. El Salvador rounded up the MS-13 gang in prison. There was an oil spill by the Philippines. I'm probably just going to decompress from all of these internet headlines by just scrolling to read some Dilbert comic cartoons done by Scott Adams. And that was the internet headlines that caught my eye this past week.
Down. triple salvation, midnight congregations, Christmas tree like a constellation. The old man's out of prison, in time for Thanksgiving. Mama can't stop grinning, say what you want, but a winner's a winner.
It's time for an update on some events, concerts, holidays, and more. St. Patrick's Day, the death day of Ireland's patron saint, a Christian missionary, is celebrated on March 17th by wearing green, shamrocks, and drinking alcohol. September 23rd, the Arctic Monkeys are coming to the Lower Mainland. Legend of Zelda, Tear of the Kingdom releases a trailer for their new video game, which is available May 12th. The Christian month of Lent has begun, which will end on Easter Sunday, April 9th. Spring Break, or Reading Week, is coming up to all of those in school, originally created to stop students from killing themselves because of the intense loads of study material during grayer weather. Oh, and Disney Plus has The Mandalorian now streaming. everybody. I hope you enjoyed listening to me croon on for the past hour. Stick around for Typically Tuesdays. They're coming up next. I was your host, Alexander, of the Generic Alternative on CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station of Simon Fraser University. We respectfully acknowledge that we are broadcasting on the ancestral territories of the Coast Salish people, the Squamish, Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and the Coquit Lam. If you want to find us online, we're at cgsf.ca, or you can find us on the SoundCloud to find previous recordings of programs done by our programmers, volunteers. Oh, and we're also on the social media, so be sure to hit some hashtags.